Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The name is Jesus.
Yes, his name is.
We made it to St. John chapter 16.
All right.
And they put this chapter in the middle of a continuing thought. Because verse 1 and 16 follows verse 15, like many chapters in the Word of God does. God didn't make the chapters per se, but men did that. And sometimes they didn't put it in the best spot, but that's where they put it. Chapter 16, verse 1 reads, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me." And this is why they would put you out of the synagogues and kill you, just like what we're reading in Acts. And when me and Alicia had a conversation going yesterday, and I said when it was pertaining to how people think, I said every worldly thought is at war with every godly thought. Your just like worry, it's at war with your strength, because worry is a consumer. It consumes the strength that you have. Anxiety is at war with your peace and harmony. It puts you in a state where you can't function, and you won't see God. It leads to depression, which is a state where there's no word inside for what you need. And there's a vacuum, and you collapse. You see no way out. Every thought of the world, this is why people are that way. If they were trained wrong, and they don't know God, and they don't know Jesus, and they have opinions, but the worldly opinions, even in us, every worldly thought, opinion, attribute, it's at war with the kingdom of God. It's at war with the Word of God. And that's why, as we learn the Word of God, we have to, it goes back to the garden. We select the tree of life and reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And sometimes we do it at the same time. And sometimes as we receive the Word of God, we gain knowledge and insight. Then we start rejecting the things that held us back. And you get a new insight.
Amen. That's good.
And, and this is required until people get there. Keep in mind that everybody's made in God's image, but deception is out there. Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and it started an infection. It's a thought process that won't work, as just as much as it is defiance. And when people learn wrong, they'll think wrong. And all of the words of Satan is at war with all of the words of God. All of the words of God is at war with all the words of Satan. And so when we put those things from us, they can't kill us. Let's look at it again. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me." And you'll see sometimes when God give you revelation and you share it with people, some people will readily receive it. And some people, it'll make them think, and they'll just go blank. You know, they'll stare in space. They're processing. And some people looking for an exit. They want to get out of your presence because it's, you know, you're exposing things to them. And you caught them off guard. This is the same thing that when they preached to the Jews at that time, they were the first ones to reject. They had less trouble with Gentiles because the Jews were steeped in a mindset, and some of it was worldly. And the worldly part that they believed and held as truth was at war with all the living truth of God that they didn't know. They thought they knew everything. And they misunderstood God entirely. to the point that they wanted to kill our Savior. They wanted to kill their Savior. Mm-hmm. They wanted to kill the Word of God that became flesh, that they say that they love. And in Acts, we see the same war. Paul is on his horse riding, and Jesus appears, knock him off his horse. Now, in the glory of God, you understand things that you don't have to say. Who are you, Lord? That was his first question. He said, I'm Jesus. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. The pricks is the words that Stephen taught, the rightly divided word that Stephen taught. And we're going to study that in the next class, but those words were pricks. It went against the knowledge that he learned, the misunderstanding, the worldly ways, the ways of pride. All those ways are at war with the Word of God. So when the Lord say do something, anything that's not dealt with is at war with that mission. I used to wonder, why can people not just follow God? It's so easy. It is. It's easy. But now it makes sense why people are reluctant. I'm just learning this part. When I told Alicia, I said, the things of Satan is at war. And if we believe anything that's, a residue of the world, it's at war with the Word of God. It works like leaven. So it has to be destroyed. And the Word of God, it works by choice. You have to believe it and receive it and do it and believe it on purpose. Joyce Meyer said, it's not infectious. Sin is infectious. Holiness is not infectious. You have to desire it, receive it on purpose. And that's what everybody in the world has to do. And to make it easy, all we have to do is believe on Jesus. Now we're in the kingdom. Some people are in the kingdom because they fear God. In the world, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Because when you, the fear of the Lord is survival trust. You're taking God and his word for your benefit. And it's the open, and that's the entry point for you or for people that's been trained wrong. As we experience the love of God, then we'll fall in love with God. And as we fall in love with God, we fall out of love with the world.
That's good.
So this is why you can love God with all your heart and people can hate you for it. All right. So this week we made it to verse 4. The Lord, Jesus, he always told them the truth. And this is the same pattern that Jesus taught to them. This is how the Holy Spirit will train you. The same pattern, the same methods that Jesus used to train the disciples on the way to Gethsemane, chapters 14 through 17. This is how the Holy Spirit will relate things to you. And he'll open up your understanding at strategic times. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, our communion scriptures, verse 24, 1 Corinthians 11:24, it reads, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. We've been given the kingdom and all that comes with it. We have communion by the Holy Spirit within and upon. Within for our training and upon for the work of God. So we're in a situation where we really can't be caught off guard as long as we look to him.
Amen.
He once said, even when you don't know what to say, don't say anything. It'll be given you. when you're in opposition. And sometimes in a challenge, I say, okay, I'm about to learn something. The Lord's going to give me something. Somebody may ask me a hard question. And my aunt did when I first got called to the ministry. And time she asked me it, the answer came. And she looked at me like, wow. And I'm looking at God like, wow. And that's how it is.
Amen.
The love of God we receive. It's just like a car. It breathes air and exhausts. It can't run off exhaust. It exhausts the spent fuel. The world is just like that spent fuel. It can't help you. And you get rid of it. Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your kindness, your goodness, the way you train us, the way you love us, your patience. Lord, bless us to be that way toward the world and do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Again, we thank God for that song. We needed it.
Yeah.
Amen. This morning, we need a song. We couldn't find the CD. I couldn't find the song that we usually put in. And they have music.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, we need a song.
Yeah. Fitting. That's a fitting song.
I'll sing a song.
That song brought back memories.
Hey, I'm telling you, we need that with the right one at the right time.
Yeah. You know, I like songs. They're weapons as much as they are praise.
That's a weapon. That's a weapon.
All right.